was a poor game. I think both teams. I don't think Thomas Holley's had a shot to save of any note anyway. And, you know, you'll get the games this time of the season. The pitches are bumpy and it's coming to the end. But I just thought, first half, we were very, very lacklustre. We didn't... we've been usually quite bright and on it. But today, you know, it's one of them things, you know, it's... Sometimes, like I said to the boy, you know, it's a good point at the end of the day. It's a good point because it was a poor game. Second half, we had to go without creating anything. So both teams, I think, coming into this game would, you know, would accept and have to accept a point because I don't think anybody deserved to win it. You know, it seemed to be okay defensively, which we've been all year. It's just when we had the ball today, we just give it away. We didn't pass it. We didn't look like we wanted to receive it in areas. So it was a poor game, a very poor game by both teams on a bumpy pitch. But you know, I think no one deserved to win it, and a point was a fair each, I think. I always take positives out of even a poor performance, and there was pluses out there. We didn't lose again. We got a clean sheet, and I thought Tom Eves, when he came on, like most probably was. You know, I know Mark Byrne got man of the match, but Tom Eves must have run him close because he really had a go when he came on. I'm just hoping that, you know, we can get a full squad to pick from on Tuesday against Blackburn and for the rest of the season, because, you know, it helps when you've got everybody ready. But today we had people playing out of position because we had to. We changed the shape because we had to. And, you know, it's something that I don't really want to do. If you've got everybody fit, so we'll wait and see what Monday brings, and then we'll work on that ready for Tuesday.